Recorded Books and RB Digital present Voice Power, Using Your Voice to Captivate, Persuade, and Command Attention by Renee Grant Williams. Narrated by Suzanne Torin. Part 1. Voice Production Techniques. Chapter 1. Your voice speaks volumes. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have access to the pop icons who shape our culture? Personally, I would love to be able to walk out of a movie theater, call up the director, and give him the benefit of my self-appointed critical opinions. Because we are drawn in by the art we experience, we begin to imagine that we are on speaking terms with the individuals who create it. But you and I can't reach these people. We don't have access. Just try to get actor Robert De Niro on the telephone to say that you hated his latest movie. Even if you did get through, how long do you think he would stay on the line once he figured out that it was only plain average you? These people don't want us to call them. They surround themselves with layers and layers of insulation. They develop good self-protection instincts and know how to make a hasty exit. All of which makes the following story even more bizarre. Back in the early 1980s, a curious rumor began to circulate in Hollywood about an elusive woman who called herself Miranda. She managed to call up and get through to some of the most visible and savvy men of the time, including Robert De Niro, Quincy Jones, Sting, Richard Gere, Warren Beatty, Bob Dylan, even Buck Henry, for heaven's sake. She was unknown to and refused to meet the powerful men she called. Yet they took her calls, stayed on the telephone for hours, and hung up looking forward to her next call. According to a well-reported article by Brian Burrow in the December 1999 issue of Vanity Fair, singer Billy Joel tried out new songs on her and sang lyrics into her voicemail. It's even rumored that he sent her a diamond-encrusted Rolex watch. She had proposals of marriage from some of these men. This stuff went on for 15 years. Now, you may be thinking that she must have been engaging them in prurient conversation, but according to all reports, that was not the case. She was a
sample complete. Ready to continue?